Hey, welcome to Unpopular Opinion. I'm your host, Adam Todd Brown. I write a weekly column for Cracked called The People vs. Adam Todd Brown, and I use that column to put forth all sorts of crazy opinions. Then, I come on this show to defend those opinions. Joining me today, she's a writer and comic from Albuquerque who you may have heard me mention before. She's the host of a podcast called Dead Things, and you can see her with me and Jeff May in a city near you really soon. Ladies and gentlemen, my favorite person, Genevieve Mueller. Also joining me, he does art things at Cracked and might even be designing a shirt for that upcoming tour I keep talking about. He sits at the desk next to me at work, but other than that, he's cool. Ladies and gentlemen, Randall Maynard. And finally, holy shit, guys, my boss is here. You've seen him in all sorts of Cracked videos, you've read his books, and now you get to hear me make him uncomfortable with lots of racist jokes. It's his first time on the show, and we're so happy to have him. Ladies and gentlemen, Dan O'Brien. It's going to be a great show. This is super exciting.
Hi, Genevieve. My name's Daniel. It's nice to meet you.
Hi, Daniel. How are you?
Before the podcast started.
That's my boss.
Oh, nice to meet you.
I'd prefer to be introduced during the podcast.
Yeah, Dan just spent his introduction. I'm not going to say anything about him now.
Randall, I'm going to need you to not sit as far away from the mic as possible and mumble at the same time. You can pick none of those. Did you?
Yeah, if you could do none of what you're doing right now.
But thank you for the York peppermint patty.
Yeah, right.
We have full-size York peppermint patties.
Yeah, right.
Here.
Like, we're still cool, Brett. Yep.
Yeah. All right.
It's exciting. All right, are we recording yet?
Yeah.
Hey! We are recording. I can't tell because the clock's not running yet.
Oh, fuck.
Very irresponsible of Brett today. Off to a rocky start. As you heard in the intro, we have a lot of goddamn guests today, including Dan O'Brien, my boss.
Hello. Really happy to be here. Really thrilled. Oh, shit, you've got
There's
sound
people.
Effects for me.
That's yeah, have incredible. You...
Have you been on the show ever?
Yeah.
I don't think
no,
so.
No, Dan hasn't.
I've never been on the show before.
Me and Dan are surprisingly busy.
Yeah.
For what little work we do.
I have such little actual output of things. Like, there's almost nothing that I could point to as, like, this is what I did.
Yeah.
With my time in the last 3 weeks.
But there's just been things to do.
Yeah.
So that's fun. Thanks for being here. Randall.
Hey. Hi. That's all. Let's keep going.
Nobody cares.
Randall's here. What have you been up to, man?
So much. Making shirts.
All right, cool.
Things. No, don't stop. I want to tell more. No,
yeah.
No.
Okay. Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
ahead.
I think
go
we
ahead.
Should stop.
Go ahead. We got
and
it.
Also, we haven't had a phone guest in a long goddamn time. Genevieve Mueller. Hey.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How is Albuquerque?
Oh, it's great. It's fantastic. Glad to be back. That was a long week in Florida.
Yeah, I really
hope that Genevieve is not in Albuquerque, and that's just Adam's first question.
Yeah, that's what I open with every guest. Have you ever been to Albuquerque?
If you've been to Albuquerque, you have a healthy concern about Albuquerque all the time.
How's it doing? Is it fine? Is it still there?
How is it? Hey, Dan, do you listen to the show often?
I don't listen to any podcasts.
When was the last time you listened to it?
Because I listened to this show.
We do this thing where I'll start asking a person a question, and then, so like, I just asked, you listen to it, and now you answer.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't listen to any podcasts at all?
I don't listen to any podcasts at all.
You know, the hardest part of the show for me is the first few minutes, because I ask everyone else what's going on in their life.
Dan is so upset.
When all I really want to do is talk about what I've been up to since last week. That's why this segment is called This Week in Me. And it's about to get really intense. And you're going to feel good about it, Dan. There's going to be some shredding.
I'll never know if you're pranking me or not.
Because you never listen to my podcast.
I don't listen to the Crack podcast either. I don't listen to a single podcast because I can't. I don't know how people listen to podcasts, honestly. I know that a lot of people do and they love them. I don't have a long enough commute that I could listen to them in the car, and I'm at my desk.
Oh, Jesus, hit it, Brett. That was very poorly timed. Can we edit the 18 seconds of lag out of that?
Oh my God.
Brett's in form today. Okay, so my column this week is about things I learned while trying to talk to the dead. Because me and Genevieve, do you want to tell people where we went? Was it Thursday?
Yeah, we went to Casadega Spiritualist Camp.
Yeah.
About 2 hours outside of
Tampa.
Tampa, it's like the other side of Orlando. Yeah.
Yeah. It is a tiny town in Florida where everyone is a psychic or a medium. It's considered the psychic capital of the world. And we went there to try and talk to dead people. Mm-hmm. How would you say it went?
Which was your idea. It was your idea first.
Yeah, well, first I wanted to break into an abandoned Disney park that's filled with brain-eating amoeba and alligators.
And I, you know, rightfully said, no, we're not going to do that.
And why did you shoot me down on that? There was a really specific thing.
And I don't want a brain-eating amoeba. It's one of the things I didn't want.
Well, Casadega feels like a fair compromise. I could see how you got there. Like, let's go to this haunted Disney thing.
Thanks.
No, deal breaker. Okay, spiritualist camp.
My thing was to get to the Disney thing, we would have had to take like a ski-doo. And I'm not even going to take one of those for fun.
No.
I have no, especially not for work.
Because the road is blocked off and it's like an island in this lake thing. And so the road's blocked off. So the only way to get to this abandoned park thing is to take the ski-doo and there's alligators and brain-eating amoeba in the lake. So no, obviously. So we ended up at Casadega instead.
The brain-eating amoeba killed a kid in 1980, and they immediately shut the place down 21 years later. But when they did that, they took like the filtration system out.
So now they added the alligators around the island so people couldn't get to it?
No, the alligators were always there. That was like the main attraction of this Disney park. That's one of the other reasons to shut it down. Terrifying. So yeah, we went to Casadega instead. We tried to talk to dead people. How would you say it went?
I feel scammed by the entire thing.
Yeah.
Did you have to pay money to get in?
Yeah, it was $65 for half an hour.
Whoa. What? That's more expensive than Disney.
Yeah.
How long were you there?
About 30 minutes each.
Okay.
She said half an hour, so I'm gleaning from that it was probably about 30 minutes each.
Yeah. It was 30 minutes each. Yeah, because we each spent $65 because we decided not to do like the couple session. We wanted to do it on our own so that we could compare notes because they wanted to compare notes with him. The hardest part about this, and we talked about this in the car on the way back, was that not only do I feel scammed, but she didn't even work for her money and I wasn't entertained throughout the entire thing. And that was the worst part. I at least wanted to be entertained by it, and I wasn't.
Right, because I've gone to like comedy hypnosis shows where you know no one's actually being hypnotized, but at least it's entertainment for your money. And these people, this whole village of spiritualists, where you'd think they would all really try to make themselves, like, that's where you think the market is going to be really strong, because everyone is competing.
Exactly.
You know, there's not one person who's cornered the market. All these people want to be the best spiritualist in the spiritualist camp.
It seems like it should be more like Ren Faire, and I don't think it is.
Like a Renaissance
Fair? No.
Yeah.
I would definitely not go to that. That is the last thing I would go to. I feel like part of the problem might have been, well, for one thing, it's all a scam and bullshit. But also, we were very limited in our choices because technology has not reached the Casadega Spiritualist Retreat. So we had...
And we chose her based on the fact that she took credit cards.
That's all we had to work with. That really...
So there are different
psychics. She was the only medium... Yeah, she was the only medium on duty that could, like, swipe our cards. I guess that's the one.
So there are different ones. They all kind of have, like, a booth or something like that. And they're like, come with me.
They live in, like, house. It's a full-on, like, city camp thing. And they all live there. And they have legit, like, houses that they do their work out of. And there's this one welcome center that you go to. And then you just go to this wall that has, like, who's available. They, like, check in the morning and say, who's available? Well, their phone number is next to it, and then you just use the, like, Welcome Center landline phone, and you just call them up and say, hey, can I come over, can I hang out at your house for half an hour?
I'm going to call my shot. Read. Sight unseen, this place has a funny smell. True? Smells weird?
It probably smelled a little weird. It was...
It smells a lot like lost money.
And regret. Yeah, so we tried to go to one first, and she was hammered.
She was boozy.
And what was interesting is...
Can you tell us what time this was?
This was 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Perfect.
Yeah. So we were all hammered, in fairness. But I mean, me, because I had to drive.
Sure.
And then the best part was I could tell she was drunk because I could smell it, but Genevieve couldn't smell it, but could just tell she was drunk. So it was like double verification.
And she was like... Yeah, and then she tried to bargain with us. She's like, you know, I don't really have time or someone's coming over right now, but I could do like 15 minutes. And I'm like,
it felt very prostitute.
$65 15 minutes. Yeah. I don't want the handy, I want the full on.
If you can get this whole thing done in 15 minutes, why a half an hour then? What is the...
Right.
Yeah. I don't understand.
Yeah, what comes with the half hour that doesn't
come with
15
minutes?
You just
tell your ghost guy that's your guide, spirit angel person, that they got to hurry it up? They're like...
Yeah, I think you just get... You really just get half of it. So, like, in 15 minutes, by the end of 15 minutes, okay, yeah, I found him. I contacted the dead guy, but... sorry, your time is up. You'll never know.
There's a hook.
He's there.
He wants to know why you're so cheap.
Like, you'll be back.
Have either of you ever been to psychics, Dan or Randall or even Brett? I know Brett hasn't.
Yeah.
No.
Brett hasn't even seen most movies.
No, I growing up in New Jersey, I passed them a few times. I forget what neighborhood I was in. Either New Brunswick or Hazlitt, where there was someone who just had like a house that they put a sign up front that was like, hey, I'm a psychic, so you can come in. And it was one of those things that my buddies and I were always like, one day we'll be drunk enough. And we never were. It never came a time to go there. No. Because psychics aren't real.
Yeah, I know. I've never been to a psychic, but I know a few people who kind of swear by them in a way. Like, they go to them as spiritual guides and kind of get like advice and stuff. I've never really understood it. And there's an incentive for people to do this, to pretend to be psychics. And it's because you can put a sign outside of your house.
Yeah.
Shut up, Brett. You can put a sign outside of your house and declare yourself a psychic, and now it's a tax shelter.
Is it?
Yes. Oh, I knew it.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Well, shit, I'm going to put a psychic sign on my door.
Yeah, that's why there's like 5 billion psychics in LA County.
And it's completely unregulated. Market.
Whoa. I'll have you know.
Hang on.
They got
rules.
There is an official board that certifies mediums. It is the SCSCMA,
okay.
Which stands for fucking SCSCMA, according to this thing I'm reading. Mm-hmm. There is nothing telling me what it means, but I'll be goddamned if I'm going to an uncertified medium. That was what I said when I set foot in that town.
It's the Southern Casadega Spiritualist Camp Meeting Association.
Oh, so they certify themselves. Of course they do. What were you going to say, Genevieve?
No, the one that we went to was certified. She had a little thing on next to it that said that she was certified. Yeah.
And
sounds pretty legit.
As it turns out, that
didn't
matter.
I would
like
to see a Yelp
much.
Review from a ghost. I'm Harriet Tubman. And
why'd you start with Harriet Tubman?
She's a ghost. She's a popular ghost.
You were in trouble 2 words into that
There's
impression.
So many ghosts. You could have said Tupac.
She's a popular ghost.
Could have said the guy Suge Knight just killed burger joint. Okay, so this was also my first time. Genevieve, do you want to talk about what your reading was like?
My reading was like? Okay, so the only thing that she said that was true was that she guessed that I was a writer of some kind. That was the only thing.
Because you're going to the spiritualist camp on a Thursday morning? You don't have a job. I'm a writer.
And I guess business.
You either have a job, but you can pay the money, so you're probably a writer. You're going to be a writer. Yeah, that was the only thing that she got. Everything else was like, she asked me, and she was like, I feel like somebody died in your life. And I was like, yeah. Ooh. And then she said, was it female? And I said, no. Male then? Yes. And then she said, was it a brother? No.
That's racist.
No. I mean, like, it was so, like, my strategy going in was just not giving her any information whatsoever. And by the end of it, she was so just, like, strapped for information. She just could not figure out what to, like, tell me for information. So she just started talking about herself and her own life and her own, like, dead people that she, you know, in her own life. And then she just kept asking me for the last 5 minutes if I had any questions, and I said no. And that was the whole thing. That was the entire thing.
But did you go in there with, like, a specific ghost that you did want to contact? Were you open to the possibility that this might be real?
That's the thing that I was super open to, because I have a podcast where I talk about dead people, and I'm not spiritualist, and I'm not, like, religious or anything, but... You know, we've never talked about that on the podcast, so I decided, well, let's see if this is something nice. So I was super open to it, and I got zero out of it. There was nothing.
It was kind of the same thing with me. And also, I'm on your podcast this week. You can hear it, like, we recorded some stuff while we were there. So there's like,
yeah, you're it's on. Mostly. Yeah, it's
I
mostly
was looking
you.
Dan right in the eyes when I said that.
I do not have a podcast. I mean, I might have a podcast. I would not listen to it, but it would not surprise me.
Yeah, that was confusing. That was confusing. I'm on Genevieve's podcast.
There we go.
We recorded stuff while we were there talking.
Right.
Me in Florida
but
traffic.
But a large portion of that is just you yelling, you motherfucking cunt, to every driver in Florida. It's a big part of that.
Because there's a rule in Florida that if you take your eyes off the road for more than, like, half a second, the car in front of you has to stop.
Sure.
And that happens. They stick to it very, very... So if you're reading a street sign, get back right in the line of sight, or they're going to stop. We at one point, I don't know if this will be on the podcast, but I was yelling about it. A car stopped in front of me. I literally had to swerve into the left lane. There were cars stopped there, and I had to swerve onto the side of the road, and there was a fucking car stopped there too. We almost died on the way to Casadega. And then I would have died like, what if it was real? I'll never know.
Well, you could have just gone and been a ghost and gone to Casadega and be like, oh no, this is bullshit. No one can hear me here either.
And then we're just stuck there.
Yeah, that was a lot of the podcast. Mine went this kind of the same way. I went in not wanting to answer any questions. Mm-hmm. And she was telling me that there was a male figure watching over me and that his name starts with J.
George Tubman.
Jay,
Brett.
It's pronounced Jorge. Brett.
0 for 2, Brett.
Sure.
Yeah, she said, I'm seeing a J name. And she said, I see a keyboard. And I'm like, Jason Pargin died. Yeah, that's David Wong. That's David Wong. You're telling me David Wong died? What happened?
This is how you tell me?
Yeah. And she kept trying to identify whoever this person was. And I was like, no, I just really don't know who you're talking about. And she finally goes, well, maybe it's just that no one close to you has died. And I said, well, my dad died. We were close. we were close until he died.
I would describe us as
that fractured the relationship a little. And yeah, she didn't nail anything.
She was just like, what ifs.
Yeah, she bombed really hard.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, what? It was uncomfortable. It was uncomfortable.
Yeah. Kept checking to see how she was doing on time.
Yeah, she basically was.
Yeah.
She asked to hold something, and I didn't have anything to give her, so she held a lighter.
That's a pretty good guess, though.
What? Well, yeah. Yeah, that's pretty representative of me, I suppose. Lighter, that works.
Did you do research going into this about psychics in general, or spiritualists, or whatever? I don't know what's offensive.
We did research about the camp. So the camp itself was founded by this guy, George Colby, right around the turn of the century, like 1875. I mean, you did more research than I did, though, Adam, and I guess he, as a kid, said that he wanted to be a spiritualist, as like a psychic, right?
But yeah, this was
something that he said he was his calling as a child.
This was him fulfilling a childhood prophecy that he would go to the South and set up a spiritualist retreat. What a weird fucking kid.
Yeah.
If I was his parents, I'd be like, go now, you maniac. Do it now. But he got there. He set this thing up. They have an auditorium. They have a hotel that they claim is haunted. The only thing it's haunted by is the fact that it doesn't have an ATM. So if you need cash, you have to drive a mile away.
Oh, man.
What are you reading on
It says tax exempt.
Casadega Spiritualist Camp is a federal tax exempt church currently governed by a board of trustees.
Of course it is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Also, it says spiritualism has no dogma or creed, just a simple set of 9 principles to help guide our lives, and then it doesn't say what those 9 principles are. I assume they're super fucked up.
Come to Casadega and find out.
9 principles that guide our lives feels kind of dogma and creed-like.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like, we're not all about that, except for the rules. Cash only is, I think, number 2 on that list.
I can't stress enough that this place is in Florida,
yeah,
which is, as it turns out, as crazy as everyone says.
Oh, yeah.
I was in.
Well, and you've always defended Florida.
Yeah, because I think we wrote about that once, that it's more like they're just really loose with the information they give out, so it seems like more crazy stories come from there.
Yeah.
But it's also that they're crazy. That is a crazy, crazy fucking place.
That's a shame. I always, because I'm, this is the second time I'll bring up my home state from New Jersey, which is, like, in popular culture, shit on by everybody. All idiots everywhere heard a late night joke about Jersey once, and so it's like, wink, wink, Jersey is full of garbage kind of thing. And it's a beautiful state, and I love it, and as a result of that, I try to never generalize any state, because I know there are people, especially something like Florida, where it's been the butt of so many jokes that people are just... who live there, I'm sure, are sick of hearing about it. So that's a real bummer that it turns out it's all true and that Florida is just a toilet state.
Yeah.
It really is. It's a big garbage pile. I don't...
Sanibel Island is nice.
Nah, probably not. Right. Probably not.
It's also technically separated from Florida, so...
I have been to Jersey, though, and...
Beautiful state.
Yeah.
Garden state.
It's not terrible. They filmed part of World War Z there, right?
They did, in Newark. Bayonne.
Easier to film if it looks like the apocalypse already hit.
I've walked into a trap.
Yeah, that was a New Jersey joke. Randall, get him.
Get him. What is
it? Your turn. Everyone with their New Jersey jokes. Speaking of going in prepared, I saw this when this was in the Welcome Center, and it's a pamphlet that says suggestions for a good reading. So I immediately picked that up and folded it and put it in Genevieve's purse so we never looked at it. And as it turns out, they really try to condition you before you get there. They like try to put your mind at ease and relax before you seek a medium's help. It creates a better atmosphere for the reading and makes it easier for the spirit to make contact. So if you don't go in with the right attitude, it's your fault.
That makes sense to me.
Basically.
Relax your mind, ease your consciousness, hit the ATM first.
No spirit claims to have an answer on the spur of the moment. After all, you are communicating with people. No, right. No, I'm not.
No,
I am communicating with ghosts, allegedly, but I'm really communicating with no one except Miss Cleo here,
yeah.
Who's charging me $2 a minute to be
Holy
in her
fuck,
lobby.
Fuck, what happened to Miss Cleo?
I think she went to prison. I'm pretty sure she did. Like, I thought she was just the face of that thing, but I think she was, like, running that out of her basement in the Bronx or something. Maybe not. Maybe I'm just making all that up.
In 2002, the FTC charged the company's owners.
Boom.
With deceptive advertising, billing, and collection practices. Harris was not indicted. Her real name is Urey Del Harris.
I would go by Miss Cleo, too.
Yeah.
I had a cat named Cleo.
And she was born in L.A. That real L.A. accent.
Psychic readings in L.A., boy.
She did voiceover work for Grand Theft Auto Vice City. That's surprising.
Who didn't, though?
Yeah. I guess she could have any post-career, and nothing would surprise me. It's like, oh, yeah, she did the psychic thing. And then she head writer for Frasier for, like, 3 years.
I've always wondered how these, like, storefront psychics in L.A., like, how do they stay open? Are they getting that much? Because it's not cheap to rent anything.
Same thing
in
with
LA.
That and those stores that sell like 12 t-shirts and they're all like $84.
Yeah.
They're kind of just nice t-shirts, but they're still t-shirts.
Yeah.
Those two stores. I want answers, Tubman.
Do you feel like you're maybe talking to Harriet Tubman right now?
I feel like I'm channeling her like Whoopi Goldberg in Ghost.
Is that who Whoopi Goldberg like channeled in Ghost?
I think we saw
You are
movies.
Going way down a rabbit hole here.
You know, like, by rabbit, I mean racist.
This is a quagmire.
If we were to go do some arts and crafts later, maybe I'll channel Tubman and you're making a pot with Tubman. Tubman, we're on a last name basis.
That'd be a good...
Making a pot like with me. Tubman, coming to TBS.
That will not be part of the Earwolf Network podcast.
How do you think psychics do serve a function? I don't believe they have any actual powers. It's more hooky-booky nonsense. But I think they're specific for if you've recently lost someone and you want some kind of closure from anywhere. You know, that's when you go to a psychic and you're like, hey, I'm Mary Todd Lincoln and my son died and I need someone to help me make sense of this. She regularly saw a psychic who, it turned out, was a scam artist because, of course.
Right.
But before he was run out of town for being a scam artist, he brought her a lot of closure and was very helpful to her. And certainly he's taking advantage of her because she's losing her mind. But at the same time, there's a day where she felt better about her son dying. So that's kind of a good thing. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a spiritual massage.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it depends on how they're doing that, like what their advice they're giving you. That's where it kind of falls apart. If it's like you're there just to kind of talk about it and to get closer, it's fine. But if they tell you to, like, she told me to move to Seattle. That's what she told me to do.
What?
Like, I'm not going to move to Seattle because
so
some, like, liquored up person in Casadega told me to move to Seattle.
Yeah, slow down for a second.
It'll make asking you about Albuquerque very hard.
Yeah, right. So I think if it's more of like a, you know, becomes a therapy kind of session, fine. But if they're giving you, like, life advice, I get worried about it.
Yeah, you're not qualified to be given that kind of advice.
Yeah, she told me to go to Virginia.
No.
Oh, yeah. Virginia. am I going to do there? The one thing she, I guess she got right about me was that I see you're going to be taking a lot of trips throughout the year, short trips, day trips.
Sure.
And I'm like, yeah, I mean, I guess I'm a comic. And then from there, it was, oh, everything was about comics. She told me I should put some videos on social media.
Oh, that sounds good. You know where you need to go for both the heart of comedy and social media? Virginia.
Yep.
Where it all started.
So I feel like that $65 paid off when she gave
me that.
Did she
do the relative thing where she's like, you should do a bit about this, or you should do a bit about...
No.
Yeah. You should put that in your act.
Yeah, exactly.
Thankfully, she did not. But yeah, she told me to go to Virginia, and then at one point, I felt like she started pulling things from Genevieve's reading and just, throwing them out there to me. She was like, I see you're maybe going to get married. Not right away, but, to someone who's, creative like you. I'm like, oh, the person I'm here that just came. That's very, very prescient of you, lady. Get me the fuck out of here, please. There are lizards in your front yard. There were lizards in her front yard. I had to stand in her rickety front yard while Genevieve's reading was happening, and I kept seeing things scurrying. Mm-hmm. And at first it was when we were walking up, and I saw it on the handrail, and I was like, that's Florida. That's the biggest fucking bug I've ever seen. But then I eventually caught one just hanging out, and I was like, oh, it's a lizard. And then I looked around, and there were just lizard snipers stationed on the fence just peering at me. It was unsettling. I didn't want to sit down because I felt like I'd look down and there'd be a lizard on my leg. Then I kill a lizard.
And it climbs right
into that's bad energy to take into your first psychic reading.
Right, because now you've already got this blood on your hands, and that lizard ghost is going to block all the other ghosts that you want to talk to.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to get confused and say that someone close to you died. And I'm seeing lizards.
I see the name starts with an L.
I wouldn't say we were close. We had a very tense relationship.
They also, I don't know if you noticed this while you were standing out front. I was going to ask you to take a picture and I forgot. There were four pets buried in that yard. At least I hope Wheeler and Gigi and Roscoe.
There was a pet cemetery?
It was right along the fence. Wheeler had a cinder block for his headstone. And everyone else had stone tablets. And I remembered Wheeler and Gigi. I don't remember the other names. And I would have felt weird taking a picture of it, but I wish I did. I would have taken that picture. I just forgot.
I don't, everyone has their things, and I know you already spent the money, and I don't want to rub any salt in the wound, but I don't think this was a legitimate psychic. I think you guys might have been hosed a bit.
I think we were a little bit hosed,
Well, there was another, I can refute that right now, because there was another flyer that I picked up that said, what is spiritualism? Spiritualism is a science. Dan, it actually has your name in this.
Oh shit.
Yeah, they knew.
They got that right.
It's a science because it investigates, analyzes, and classifies facts and manifestations of spirit. Is that the definition of science?
No.
I feel like they're just saying it's a science because we have an explanation for why it's a science. Not necessarily an accurate one. I feel like we were a little ripped off.
Yeah.
I think we wasted $130 on this woman.
I still want
to
go.
Who told me to move to Seattle? Yeah, I'm actually kind of open to it again. I'll waste my money again. I want someone who maybe can actually give me some kind of experience, but she's not the one.
Someone who just opens with a better set of questions.
Yeah, and I think I want to go to one with a very specific question. Chuck Klosterman, for a story one time, went to five different psychics in Ohio, I think. And asked them all, do I have a shot at becoming a professional bowler? And he had very limited bowling experience, but this is important to me. I want to know if I should move to this place or if I should become a professional bowler. And they all entertained that. And some of them were like, well, are you good? Let's talk about your skill level. Okay, I don't think it's in the cards for you. And one of them was immediately like, yes, absolutely. You have a great shot at being the world's best bowler. Go for it.
If they're asking about his skill level, at that point, you're just critiquing his bowling game. You're not being a psychic. You're being a coach. It's like calling Bobby Knight a psychic. He just draws up plays. That's all. He's the talent scout.
On the Wikipedia page, it says Tom Petty's song Casadega alludes to psychics.
Yeah, and Bright Eyes recorded an album there.
It was the worst album.
Yeah, it was such a shitty album. The first single, amazing. I wrote about it once. And then the entire rest of the album. That was me blowing a raspberry. The album was as much of a letdown as the city itself.
It's briefly mentioned in the 2009 movie Cirque de Freak, the vampire's assistant.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
That movie is pretty rated. It is exactly where it is supposed to be.
Pretty rated?
Yeah. It's not overrated or underrated. It's just however you think you feel about that movie.
It's just
rated. Evenly rated. Fairly balanced rated.
Brett, would you ever go to a psychic?
No.
Why not? What if
it's fake?
What if I got cracked to pay for it?
Oh, yeah, okay, of course. Of course.
My girlfriend this morning, her family actually like has a family psychic who's been giving readings to the family for years. And she said this morning, we were driving to work because her car broke down, so I drive her to work now. And she goes, I think our family psychic died. And she was a little upset about it. She told me about how the family psychic has given her, not like things that were real about her life, but she said, oh, yeah, well, you have like a... You have like a naughty spirit that follows you, and he's just like up to mischief, and you're always going to have this mischievous.
Are you going to hell, Brett?
No, but I did say that her soul is probably free now that this woman has died.
Oh,
so she did die.
I guess I don't know.
Sounds like you're doing really great boyfriend work there, Brett.
Yeah, how come no one knows?
I drove her to fucking work because her car broke down. I'm doing great boyfriend work. Thank you very much.
How come no one knows if she died for sure or not?
I don't know.
Can't she tell someone in a dream? She's a psychic.
She should be.
She should just be able to manifest in someone's thoughts and say, hey, I'm fucking stinking in my apartment right now. Can you kick the door in? None of that?
No. I don't know.
Well, you don't know how she died? Does the family just have a sense that she died?
I don't know. Well, maybe her mom told her or something like that, but she did say, I think the family psychic died.
I need to know.
Maybe she
Can we get a psychic
her.
In here right now?
We should have a psychic on the next episode.
I think you can just text her and ask.
Yeah. Right? All right. Yeah, just text the psychic and ask it. Just text her and ask for an appointment. And if she writes back and goes, sorry, I died.
And by the way, that's science, motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's really science. Randall just dropped his paperclip like it was a microphone. You know it's not, though, right? It's just fucking paperclip.
He's been speaking into it this whole time, too.
Yep. And it worked, so fuck you.
And what bothered me about being scammed the way I was is that once you're there, there's nothing you can do about it. Because I felt so bad for how bad she was at it. It's not like I was going to be like, okay, give me my money back. Mm-hmm. Now, the credit card reader didn't read my card, which I felt like might have been my ghost intervening on my behalf. But it's not like we could just be like, all right, we'll be back.
You'll be like, hey, astral project that money back into my account. This fucking sucks.
Yeah. So then I had to pay for it on my card.
I paid poor woman. You back.
Also, you should probably cancel
you
that card.
Pay me
I don't
that.
Know.
Yeah, we should probably also never use those credit cards again.
Yeah, I would say that taking your money for a fake reading is not the depth of the scams that they're running out of that scam.
But of all the scams they're not running, why not put an ATM with like a $5 fee there?
Yeah. That would be great.
That's a everyday man scam.
You think.
That's one people are just going to accept.
Right. I thought I was going to leave this podcast thinking, oh, spiritualism sure is silly. And true to my word, I will. But mostly my takeaway is I want to go to Casadega and like fucking brand that place better and help them move into the like, I was like, look, I know what you're doing. I get it that it's a scam and it's great. And I'm here to take you into the next century so we can do some next level scams. There are so many low hanging fruits in your business right now.
That's a good idea. That should be like one of those...
Revamp their brand.
Yeah, like one of those bar rescue type shows where you just show up at scams like, look, we can really be getting more money out of this. Let me show you how. And then just Gordon Ramsay the shit out of
it. It needs to be like a club in Casadega.
Yeah.
With a lounge. You can get a VIP bottle service at.
Oh, there's a Sinatra's restaurant.
What? Every it's like
Sinatra, oh, yeah, the most famous Sinatra. Oh, yeah, we didn't go there. There was Sinatra's. I wanted to go there.
Yeah, I don't know.
We bailed out.
Sinatra, always singing about Casadega.
Oh, old Blue Eyes and his songs about spiritualism and mediums.
There should 100% be a more exclusive psychic that costs more money. This is just basic scam 101.
Yeah.
That you have all of your garden variety cereal in a bag kind of psychics, and then the one that's like, she's very selective. She will interview you first and decide if she's going to do your reading. This is me thinking out loud for what I want to do to this camera.
I think that's a good idea.
It's becoming more and more sounding like a brothel. Like, the higher that we the more that we organize this thing.
Oh, man, that's way more money, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be...
There's people... Everybody believes in sex. You're not going to get anyone who's like, I'm not sure.
You should also maybe hire, a few snoops or something like that. So when they take the credit card up top, you see Adam Todd Brown. That person does a little bit of Googling, does a little bit of background NSA sort of stuff. It's like, oh, he does have a dead father. Piping that stuff into the reader's ear.
And then I'm like, why are you wearing an earpiece?
No, they have, they just have a Bluetooth on and everybody wears it.
This is an this is an EMF reader. It's an in-ear EM I'm reading electromagnetic fields.
I'm getting the sense that you have 28,000 Twitter followers.
That's a lot. That's great.
Would you tweet about this?
I loved her social media advice. That was the best. Put your stuff on social media.
Yeah. MySpace. Yeah, I would have never thought of that.
I would 100% push to find out what she thinks is on social media right now. Like, okay, yeah, name some of the platforms that you want me to use.
Put it on Grindr. I bet that would have been the first one she went to. Grindr. I bet that's huge in Casadega. Casadega was so small, too. I felt like we covered all of it. Like, there was just, like, 10 houses.
We walked around the entire thing.
And then there's a park that looks terrifying. It looks like a landfill. And that's where all the souls are buried. It's where they gather.
It's not a city. It's an unincorporated community, legally. So
there's got to be, like, one dead guy buried there, right? At least, like, one person that was, like, they got there. They had a dead body. They were like, we were on our way to get a psychic reading, but can you help us
out? That's a good thing, too. They should offer body disposal services.
Yeah. I don't want to take us too far into the past or anything, but Brett, you clarified that it's not a city. I don't think anyone was thinking that.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just a choice of words that I used.
It's insulting that you assume that we all somehow were taken by this as being some
I'm
real
community.
I'm
painting a picture for the listeners.
Yeah.
I don't think people are picturing a bustling metropolis. I think I made it pretty
clear.
No,
but a town, not a city, but a town.
It looks like a shitty fucking Mayberry town. That you would never want to go to.
Is it even a town, or is it just like a small tract of houses?
It's like 50 some acres.
So that's not very big.
Yeah.
No.
Are there stores in Casadega, or everything is outside of it?
There's stores and
everything is outside. I mean, the only thing that's there. I don't even think there was a gas station. The gas station was like a mile away in another city or another town.
But there's a cabin where you can stay the night if you want. I've been hearing some things about it.
There's like a center, like a welcome center, and then there's just houses that kind of circle around it.
Are there bathrooms there, or did you just pee in the swamp?
Peed on.
You just
on,
pee everywhere. You
on, right pee on wherever you Whitney's can. Grave.
There.
It's like every other city in Florida. You just pee where you land.
Weirdly enough, there's a post office. Can't they just psychic their fucking information around the country?
Well,
what do they need mail for at all?
I'm going to go ahead and guess that the internet has not made it there yet.
No, they have a website.
Oh, no.
Casadega.org.
All right.
We're going.
Wee!
Oh, my God. Wow. America, go to this website.
Yeah, it looks like it also was founded in 120 years ago. The website, I mean. Yeah, that's a rough site.
120 years.
It says visitors
years.
To Casadega, and there's only one name. Reverend Steve Herman.
He's going to be there March 26th to April 7th.
Gotta go.
Check that out, guys.
Oh, I used to have a boss named Steve Herman who spelled his name that way, and he seemed like the kind who would at one point go, you know what, I'm just going to fucking scam people.
You should have done a show here, man.
I would love to do comedy at Casadega.
We should do a show in Sinatra's restaurant. We should do that.
Let's do it.
So there.
We'll start the tour that's going to take me to Virginia, where all my fortune lies. We'll start it in Florida, and then we'll go to Virginia and get rich.
Speaking of getting rich, the services that I would offer to Casadega has just skyrocketed now that I've seen their website. I'm going to add website consultation to this deal that I'm going to bring them.
Do you believe in the devil? That's one of their questions.
One of their frequently asked questions is, where is the cemetery in Casadega? Answer, there is no cemetery in Casadega. This is horseshit.
Not, do you have one? Just where is it? We know you got one. Where is it?
There isn't one.
Nobody dies here.
What is the difference between psychic and a medium? Everyone is psychic.
Uh-oh.
Oh, if they did turn it into a brothel and they were mediums, they could do it like you're having sex with famous dead people.
Oh, my God. Adam, do you want to be a partner in this new venture that I'm doing?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Because it's the thing you just described.
Yeah. I'm going to have sex with
What does it take
John
to become...
Lennon.
Maybe there's like a thing that says, like, how do you become a resident seance?
First and last month's deposit.
Yeah, how do you become one? I mean, maybe we could all get a house together, say that we all do readings and stuff, and then slowly take over... become the coolest guys there.
Obviously.
100%.
Obviously. I mean, 100,000%. And, you know, take over and then enact the changes ourselves as psychics.
Yeah, I'm sure a coup would go over really well out there in that death forest.
Yeah, we might as well invade Afghanistan. Yeah. We're never going to win in that terrain.
Yeah, right.
They would allow it. They would see a bunch of young guys with cool hats and sunglasses on. Them. Oh, they're appealing to the young kids.
What kind of cool hats would we wear?
You know. You know, those fedoras that all the cool guys wear on the internet.
I feel like our revolution is going to fail. We should just set up like a rival camp.
Yeah.
We could do that.
And we could definitely have our own cemetery, because clearly people want to know where it is, and Casadega is not cornering that market.
We could expand the one that started in the psychic's front yard with the pets. Just add some people, some lizards.
Yeah, now we know that's pretty renegade that she has her own cemetery.
Yeah, yeah. I'd like to dispute the facts of this FAQ. Yeah. You're like, no, there is a cemetery. Wheeler's buried there. Have some respect. Like I did when I stood directly on his grave and went, holy shit, is this a dog family buried here? Someone get a picture of this so I can make fun of it on the internet. Thanks for reading my psychic spirit, Pam. I think her name was Pam. I don't remember her name.
Peggy. Her name was Peggy.
Oh, yeah, Peggy.
I have a picture of it.
There's an open parentheses left unclosed.
Oh.
Sorry, I'm just...
I'm
I don't know why that's what I'm pulling out from this website.
Dan has lots of notes.
There is something at the bottom. There's a warning that says use common sense.
No.
Well then I
any advice received must resonate with you.
It says if you feel that you and your medium feel that there's no suitable connection, then suggest that the session ends and no money is exchanged. Did you try that?
We could have done that.
Only during the first 10 minutes, if you feel like in the first 10 minutes.
No, I left that part out so that I could put them on the spot.
It's like canceling an Uber ride.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But you guys
or
only
you
did
show
like
up on that OK
minutes.
Cupid date, you get the one drink, and you're like, all right, I'm good.
Yeah.
So it's too late. I can't call up Peggy and tell her to
first. You can dispute the charge.
Stop the card.
I felt so bad for her that I think I'm just going to let her have
it's
the $25.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a charity.
Yeah, I did feel legitimately bad. It was like watching a comic do really terribly, and you know that they have to do like 10 minutes and they're just fighting through it. And like she was getting so desperate at the end. She kept going, are you sure you don't have any questions? Like, you should know if I have questions. Yeah. You're a psychic.
Yeah.
And I don't have any questions.
Actually, everyone is a psychic, according to the frequently asked questions. She was a medium.
Ah.
Oh, God.
So
she was a medium, apparently.
So many great branding opportunities.
Medium. That was a good show.
She's no Sylvia Brown, am I right, fellas?
Ha ha! Randall was going to high-five someone. With his carpal tunnel brace. Yes. That seems very irresponsible from a workman's comp standpoint, Randall. Please.
Could have gotten a week off work.
Could have. All right. Do we need to do anything else with psychics, or should we go on to comments? Dan, there's more music for this.
All right. When there was applause when I first got here, I was really expecting like a whole library of wacky radio sounds. Yes!
Like that?
This is the kind of sound.
Can we get the CSI sound, please? Okay. And then, yes, there is a whole...
From that great band, CSI.
And, cunt!
There we go.
We have a cunt dinger whenever someone says cunt.
Wow.
Angel gets its wings.
It's
vagina wings.
This is the kind of sound effect artistry that's missing from the Cracked Podcast, probably.
I would assume it's missing, yes. I go in and splice it in myself. Oh, hey, I'm supposed to be saying stuff over this lilting piano music. You know, it's a big world out there. It's hard. It's not hard. It's easy to feel like the things you say don't matter. But I want you to know they do matter. That's why we call this segment... What is that?
That's Yub Nub. That's the celebration, Ewok celebration song.
Oh, my God. I literally thought that was all the sounds at once.
We call this segment Your Voice Matters, where we read your stupid fucking comments from the past couple shows and respond to them very personally. And by that, I mean we're going to listen to some voicemails. Did you know we have a voicemail line?
No.
Yeah.
I am so checked
out. Am I going to be fired after this?
No.
Is this my last day at Cracked? I
Similar question from me, too.
Can me and Brett crash on your couch? Okay.
Voicemail. I would fire you and then immediately let you move in with me.
Okay. I suppose you can fade the piano music out.
I did. That was the furthest we've ever gotten to the song.
And it doesn't change at all.
Well, there's a key change.
You know what that song's called? Nirvana Vivo.
Ugh.
So it's like named after the official Nirvana YouTube page. Weird.
So we got mad voicemails. We haven't done a show in a few weeks, actually.
Mad voicemails, mad, bro.
Yeah. Fucking mad voicemails.
Sick how many voicemails we got.
Oh, this is going to be so tight.
What should we do? How about this one?
Please don't do that anymore.
Oh, God. Stop it, Brett.
I'm gonna make a little button for that one. All right, here we go. This is the question of the week brought to you by Ghosts.
Hey, Adam, Brett,
hey.
Jeff. My name is Greg Topp from Winnipeg. Don't feel bad. It's okay.
I do feel bad.
We had an event called, I'm not shitting you, Singles Night at Safeway. I know it sounds like a dumpster fire, but I was curious, if you guys were single, would this be the kind of thing any of you would go to? Just for the sake of argument, you don't have to come to Winnipeg. It could be in L.A., because right now we're going through a syphilis outbreak. The biggest one.
Of course Winnipeg's going
to. Penicillin. Anyway, just curious, your guys' take on that. Oh, and also, what aisle would you go to meet girls? Anyway, thanks a lot, guys. Congratulations on 1 year for your show. It's a great show.
That was in November, but thank you.
Yeah. What is the specific call to action you have for people when you're like, call the unpopular opinion hotline and say, like, what is there a specific, like,
we just
tell us about your weird life? Or
we prefer questions. I mean, yeah. There's a lot that I delete that are just like, hey, you should come here. You guys should take a plane, come drink with us.
Yeah.
A lot of those that just
we get a lot of depressing stuff, actual life problems.
Oh.
That we just ignore.
And a few rants about just the problem, the bitch of living.
Yeah.
But to answer this guy's question.
This singles night thing, though, I want to talk about this.
I've been single and I've been to Safeway, but I've never been to Safeway because I was single. I just wanted, like, they have really good sandwiches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
also
a good grocery store.
If somebody comes up to you in LA, there are no Safeways out here. So if somebody says, hey, man,
Pavilions,
you're going to singles
Pavilions
night,
and
it's Safeway.
Bonds.
Yeah, Pavilions and Bonds are
that doesn't exist.
Are owned by Safeway.
Walk away.
As a former employee, I will tell you.
Walk away.
Me and Genevieve met at a Safeway, which is weird.
That can't be true.
No. And then the sandwich aisle. Went straight to the pharmacy.
No. Why would anyone
well,
ever
go? I was picking up my penicillin at the pharmacy.
Syphilis outbreak.
Why would
I would go to a singles night at a grocery store were I single just out of complete curiosity, because that's such a specific thing to do that I feel like there's got to be something behind it. I don't think it's a place to find love, but you don't say, let's have a singles night at Safeway, unless you've got some kind of plan for why it's... interesting. Yeah.
What if they don't, though? What if you just get there and you still just have to figure it out?
Then, I mean, that's the thing. If I've never gone to any kind of singles mixer.
No.
But if you do and, like, it's bad, like, you don't meet anyone or you don't like anyone that's there, then that's just a bummer of a night. If I go to one at Safeway and I'm like, this is not, I don't want to date any of these people, but I can shop while I'm here. Like, that's, yeah. I can make sure my time is not wasted.
Yeah, get some pirate's booty.
Yeah.
And then go home.
What?
It's a
at the aisle. Healthy, yeah, you would be in the chips and pretzels.
It's a healthy snack aisle. That sponsors Randall now. I think.
To answer this guy's
question, I would rock
question,
the chip cracker.
I would take
aisle.
A date to
frozen pizza aisle for me.
The frozen pizza aisle.
It's not just the aisle for that. God damn it, Brett.
I would.
Yeah, no, it's in the chips.
It's a whole frozen section.
No, but there's usually two or three aisles. There's for frozen stuff. There's vegetables and potatoes. There's frozen breakfast, frozen single meals, frozen pizzas.
I would go to the section where you can buy, like, pots and pans and stuff, all the kitchen wares section, and be like, I know how to use these things. I can cook. This is a skill that I'm bringing to the dating scene.
Treat it like you're going to an art museum and point things out, and you're like, that's a colander?
Wooden spoon. Plastic spoon. I could go on and on.
I would take a date to singles night at Safeway just because that seems like a fun thing to watch.
Yeah.
That sounds like the safest thing.
Should we go to Genevieve? Should we go to single night at Safeway sometime?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's hang out in the single night at Safeway.
We're gonna find.
Did you hear that guy from Winnipeg?
We're coming for you. Syphilis.
Coming
all.
To Winnipeg.
Damn. You guys, maybe let us know in L.A. I guess there's a syphilis thing too, because there's these signs all over.
Because
Brett
has syphilis.
Because I have syphilis. There's these signs all over the place, and it's like a big volcano.
erupting and it just says syphilis explosion.
I think you're thinking of Scientology.
That's actually a Michael Bay.
No, no,
movie.
It looks exactly like the Scientology signs, but it's actually by the
Have you seen
WHO
the
or
Bears?
Something like that.
They have one that's the California
syphilis bear.
The California
yeah,
flag.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
And it's the bear. It's there's a bear on the California flag, and it says California now is number one in syphilis.
Number two in syphilis.
Yeah.
One of his front paws is covering his eyes in shame.
We gotta get Smokey the Bear to take him out.
That's him looking at that's his positive syphilis test and ignoring it. He's like shielding his eyes from the fact that he just got a positive syphilis test. Sheesh. So he can go conscious, free, bang other bears. Fucking bears, man. Spreading syphilis in California. That was fun.
We covered a lot of ground.
Yeah, I think we have another.
It's rangy.
We have a rant. We have a lot of voicemails to get through, so I think we're going to do like a question of the week and a rant of the week.
So here's, so we're going to get through two of them, in other words.
Yeah. We'll see. Here we go.
Here we go. Buckle up.
What's up, man?
What up?
I'm in response to the asshole that called about Red Lobster and Olive Garden.
I'm going
to
leave.
To the gun show episode. First of all, fuck you. Do they pay your fucking yearly salary or something, man?
Maybe.
I dare you to go to the Olive Garden in Spear, Ohio, which is the biggest piece of shit on the planet.
I feel
and tell me that you can't fuck up pasta after a 17-year-old line cook gives you pasta that isn't even fucking soft. It's fucking hard as a rock.
It's called al dente.
It tastes like you're eating fucking goddamn potato chips. Mm. Fuck you, go fuck yourself.
So, Dan, that's kind of a cross-section of what we get.
This is a voicemail directed at another voicemail?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we have a bit of a civil war happening, apparently, now.
Between Red Lobster and Garden.
We are in
all
too
Garden
deep.
People and the X-Men who don't want to have their names be revealed.
What? What was that last thing?
That's a Marvel Civil War joke for all y'all.
Oh.
For all y'all. Keeping y'all in health.
I feel like that's a fraction of the audience.
Yeah,
that's a fraction.
I mean, I agree with this guy. Like, Olive Garden and Red Lobster are pretty terrible, but I'm not that mad about it. Jesus.
He's so mad.
And really upset.
I am very conscious about keeping negativity away from my life and just keeping myself happy and balanced and centered all the time. And my brain, to that effect, has built up a lot of walls and sensitivities. So as soon as he started talking, part of my brain security system was like, just check out, you don't want to hear all this. So I don't know what he's talking about, and I can't recall like a single thing that he said, because it started like, to the fucking asshole who said about Red Lobster, and my brain was like, think about TV right now. And I did, and so I feel good.
I really envy everything you just described.
Oh yeah, my life's great.
Yeah, Genevieve, do you ever eat at Red Lobster? Have you ever eaten at Red Lobster?
No. I have.
Yeah.
My brother is obsessed with Red Lobster.
What?
And so anytime that it's like, Leo is obsessed with Red Lobster, and anytime it's like a special thing that he, you know, like his birthday or like his graduation day, he decided that he wanted to go to Red Lobster. And so anytime Leo decided to be
able aim
to
higher.
Red Lobster.
Aim a little higher.
Is he mad at you? Like, does he just is he seeking vengeance on the family as a whole through birthday celebrations?
Yeah. I've never been to Red Lobster. What's so bad about it?
It's just fine.
It's shitty food. It's just really shitty
There's
food.
So
it's
much not, shitty food around there. Like, what's exceptional about
I know.
Red I don't know. It's like the Radio Shack of fish restaurants.
I think it costs more, right? Like, wouldn't you? I mean, don't you think it costs more than like other shitty food? I feel like it's
It's a little more expensive.
Shitty food, but it costs more. Yeah.
I actually think Red Lobster deserves some credit. I will never go there ever, but it's one of those things that whenever I pass by a Red Lobster, I'm like, you're still doing it. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I really thought they would have closed down at this point. Whenever I see a Red Lobster or a Sizzler, I'm just like, fight the good fight, man. You relic of bygone era.
Yeah, Sizzlers. I definitely get that.
I've never been to a Sizzler.
Really?
I saw one. I did a show not too long ago, I think, and I think I saw a Sizzler. I don't remember where I saw a Sizzler. The fuck did I see a Sizzler? Did I get kidnapped?
Just imagine the experience of Sizzlers. Imagine a place where a buffet shouldn't be. Like, I don't know, in an electronic store or something.
Remember those DC snipers shot someone at a Ponderosa? It's like, that's cool. Don't make that the last thing they see, them heading into a Ponderosa for the night. Ugh. At least let them go in and let the food kill them.
Tell them I was looking for directions.
Shout out to Ponderosa, our sponsor this week. Should we read comments? We got so many fucking comments. Do you know what someone did? Randall knows, because Randall didn't make the list and he's bitter. Someone made a list of the top 10 episodes of Unpopular Opinion.
Oh, sick.
Of all time. and I am on all of them, which is crazy.
I was only upset because I felt like he had to go out of his way not to pick at least one episode that I was
on. Yeah, because you've been on a lot.
Yeah.
Brett was on them all, except the live one. So I even win over Brett.
No, some of them were from early in the day before I got my own microphone.
Oh, you feel like you weren't on the show until then?
I wasn't. I was just kind of sitting. I didn't even really talk for the first few. Crazy. We should maybe go back to that, huh?
Because it took us a while to start getting along, I think. I don't know what happened to that.
There's a comment that says, Brett sounds like the talking pig from the Progressive TV ads.
Sure.
Which is weird because I watched the Internet High School video, which premiered this morning, and mm-hmm. Dan, you do that exact voice for Reddit.
Maybe I don't know what that pig sounds like.
Oh, I thought when they said Progressive TV ads, they just meant progressive as like a whole.
Really liberal TV ads.
Yeah, and then there was like pigs were just all over TV, and I just haven't been paying attention.
Just some talking pig. Do you mean that Geico? Geico has a talking pig. I don't think Progressive does. I watch a lot of sports.
I think Geico has a lizard.
Geico has a million different
Geico campaigns. Geico has an absurd amount of spokes.
Progressive creatures. Is Flow, right?
Yeah. This is definitely... And they put all their eggs in the Flow basket. This person means Geico. This person, El Topo.
I hate when people make that mistake.
I don't know. I just woke up today and I said, I need something sportier. And done.
Oh, that does sound like Brett.
Just need to contact your insurance company with the VIN number.
I just did it with my Geico app. VIN numbers up to the loaded.
Ooh, that sounds like you so much.
With my Geico app.
That's nice. How you would talk.
Nice Brett impression.
Someone says, I'm so pumped to hear you guys are going to be in Albuquerque. I'm definitely going to be there. I hope you are. I hope lots of people come. We're doing two shows in Albuquerque. And a show
two shows in Albuquerque, yep.
April 2nd, April 3rd, and then Kansas City, April 7th.
April 7th.
Elf Hunter says, Brett is the best. He and ATB should switch positions.
That would.
Okay.
Physically?
Yeah, maybe. All the computers are on this side of the room, though.
I wish I would have brought my laptop, because somewhere there's a comment where someone just told you to stop being a bitch.
Me? Probably.
And I want you to find that and read it.
Sure.
Be a shoe, Brett. Be a shoe. That's a Snowpiercer reference, everybody. Snowpiercer.
Yeah.
Last year's winner for Academy Award Picture of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Snowpiercer, best director.
Nope.
A lead actor.
Nope.
Took home a ton of awards.
Not true.
None?
No.
None. Zero. That's
out of control.
Yeah. I mean, I appreciate that it's a slightly more timely reference than your DC Sniper one from earlier. So we're getting closer to the present.
I got some George Bush jokes coming up soon, too.
Crawling into the present day.
Yeah. 112 comments.
Got a tight 8 about home.
Adam, you are 38, it says? Well, yeah.
People are different ages.
There you go. Did Brett you find must be on his period.
Yeah.
Stop being a bitch, Brett.
God, Brett. Hey, Brett, stop being a bitch.
Oh, this is the episode that sucked. I forgot, yeah.
Oh, yeah, this was the episode you were so mad about.
Until the last 3 minutes.
Everyone in the comments loves. There's 112 comments about how great an episode it is, and you spent the whole thing going...
Why were you so mad?
Because...
As a long-time listener to the show.
I listen to the show every week, twice, because I listen to it right now, and then I have to listen to it again to make sure it sounds good.
So why are you so mad?
It was just a bad episode. The whole episode is people just being like, oh, play this song. It was about
songs. My column was about songs, you motherfucker. We've done that before.
We started playing a bunch of... Then Jeff almost vomited, so that was good.
Oh, yeah. If you talk about cockroaches at all, Jeff will vomit.
Hey, Alex Schmidt commented on it.
Commented on
it. Alex, don't do that. Don't do that.
Alex always comments.
He could just come talk to you. He knows that, right?
He could just kick the door down while you're talking about this stuff and join the podcast.
We talk using our psychic powers.
Yeah.
That's how me and Alex talk. All right. Should we get the fuck out of here? We've been here for over an hour.
Wait, Biggie's ghost for president. That's all. That was a comment.
That seems like a good one to end on.
That was a comment? That's not just me saying that?
Genevieve, do you have anything to plug?
Well, just podcast, Dead Things podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Drops today with you on it. And then our show is in Albuquerque. Yep.
And you're going to be at the Crom Fest in Denver, right?
Yeah, that's at the end of May. So, yeah, it's a ways off. But, yeah, I want to be at Crom Fest in Denver on May 29th
and
31st.
Nice. Randall? I know, you know.
Go to society6.com/cracked, the Cracked product store, and also check out this podcast that I just recorded right now.
Good job, Randall. Good job. Brett?
Listen to this podcast. Listen to the Cracked podcast. Follow me on Twitter, @BrettRader. Oh, and watch Internet High School on youtube.com/cracked.
hyphen internet high school.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Another great plug.
Yeah. Dan. We just did the internet high school. That video went up today, right?
Yeah, it went up today, and it's pacing really well. According to all of my YouTube analytics, listeners at home, this is what I'm actually like. I look at real-time YouTube analytics and say, oh, good, or oh, no.
And then we just drop the discussion there. Oh, no. And then everyone walks out of the room.
Ruined my day.
With their head hung low. Because Dan said, oh, no. The video's pacing below average. Oh, no. Yeah, I'll be in Albuquerque April 2nd, April 3rd, Kansas City April 7th, and St. Louis April 8th.
Ooh.
At a place called Foam.
I'll be in Calgary, Alberta, Canada April 14th through the 19th. For Calgary Expo, I'm going to talk to Stan Lee about stuff. So
Stan Lee who?
Stella!
All right. Let's get the fuck out of here. Genevieve, say goodbye.
Bye.
Randall.
Bye.
Brett.
Bye.
Dan.
Bye.
Goodbye, everybody. We love you.